Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, on Thursday's edition of Farm Talk, a very fascinating conversation between Farm Director Mick Kerr and longtime broadcaster both on television and radio in the ag industry, Al Gustin, who farms in the St. Anthony, North Dakota area. Let's listen in on that conversation.
How are your crops looking?
They look really good. You know, compared to some of the problems that other folks are having, we've really had a good spring as far as getting the crop in and a timely fashion. There was some delays, but it really wasn't too bad. And right now, the small grains look really good. Row crops look good. Grass is knee-high. I just walked into some alfalfa that needs cutting, and it's almost crotch-high. Yeah. So it's actually very, very good.
What a difference 2 years makes, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and, you know, and we've had a couple of winters that were pretty tough. Last year was not a good hay year for us. And so we pretty much depleted our hay supply. We like to have a pretty significant carryover, and it was basically gone. So we need a good forage year this year, and so but it looks really good.
Al Gustin, on the board of directors of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, but I understand you missed the feedlot tour last week because you had to go to a wedding.
We were at our daughter's wedding in New York State, in a little town called Pine Bush, New York, which is about 90 minutes north of New York City. And people say, when you say we're going to New York, they go, oh, geez, you know, how can you go in? It is beautiful. It's like Wisconsin or northern Minnesota. It's hills and trees and lakes, and it's along the Hudson River. It's just gorgeous. And the wedding was magnificent. And so on the way out, we went up to Duluth and then across the Trans-Canada Highway up along the North Shore and down through Niagara Falls, which was a really nice trip. And then on the way back, we came back on the southern route through Ohio, Indiana, and then into Minnesota. And I was called this morning to tell you that it was just amazing. I've heard so much about the delayed planting and the prevented plant acres, but until you see it, it's hard to describe how we went from middle Ohio, Marysville, to the northwest up through Lima and then into Indiana. It's maybe an 80 to 100 mile drive there up into Indiana. I saw four fields that had been planted. Tens of thousands of acres are just nothing. And the four fields that had been planted, the corn was 2 to 4 leaf. I mean, had just been put in maybe a week ago. And in Ohio, the fields there was water setting everywhere, and there was more rain in the forecast. I mean, these guys are, there's no way they could even plant a cover crop. I don't know what they're going to, they're not going to be able to do anything.
Last week, USDA used the term unprecedented, and of course, we've been seeing a lot on social media and some of the other national ag media that, yes, it's bad out there, but until you actually see it, it's hard to comprehend.
It is hard to comprehend. I mean, I had this vision of coming back to Ohio and Indiana and Illinois and seeing corn and beans and corn and beans and corn, and it was just a bunch of bare fields and with weeds growing, and yeah, it really is hard to believe. And these poor guys are not only not going to have any income, but, you know, they got the expense of controlling the weeds. They're going to have to deal with all of that, and they're going to have to, you know, in a lot of cases they're paying land rent and getting nothing back. And, you know, it's going to be a huge impact. And on those small towns, there will be no crop. You know, there's a lot of carryover, which some of these farmers can market. At least that's what the WASDE reports are telling us, that there's a lot of carryover. But for individual producers who may not have carryover, there'll be nothing.
If you'd like to hear more on this conversation between Mick Kerr and Al Gustin, go to our website at AgCentralNetwork.com and check out the Farm Talk podcast. This is Inside Agriculture.